Thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thank you.
Wonderful. Now, first question is, what do you believe, is the reason for renting becoming so much more prevalent?
Oh, look, it's, you know, there's a range of factors, I guess, but ultimately it's the price of home ownership being out of reach. The main reason for that, I guess, is the federal tax settings encourage people to put their money, their spare money, and their borrowed money into housing because it's not taxed in quite the same way that, you know, savings or something along those lines would be. So essentially, it's speculator driven investment in housing that's driving up prices. We're talking about landlord investors there, driving up prices, which make it harder and harder for first home buyers to crack the market and keeping them in the rental market for longer. So we've kind of got this situation where landlords are doing reasonably well out of their capital gains, which are not taxed in the same way that a savings account or wages would be, and then the rest of us are sort of languishing behind, unable to afford to buy a home, so we're sticking it out in the rental market.
Right, that is, of course, as a result of negative gearing, if I'm correct.
Negative gearing combined with capital gains tax exemptions. So basically, it's the capital gains tax exemption that where the real money is. Negative gearing just allows landlords to offset their losses in the meantime while they're waiting for their capital gains to accrue.
Mm. Now, looking into rental agreements, for those who aren't aware, maybe haven't rented before, like myself, what does a typical rental agreement look like?
Well, there's a standard form agreement in New South Wales, so it's got to comply with, or it's got to be reasonably close to a published form of agreement that Fair Trading produces. The Real Estate Institute has their own, which does comply. But it basically sets out all the terms and conditions that landlords and tenants need to adhere to according to the Residential Tenancies Act. And the Residential Tenancies Act sets out a number of things which are mandatory terms of every agreement. If you're renting and you don't have a written agreement, your leases are on the basis of a verbal agreement, you're still covered by these protections because the law imports them in and says your agreement follows the standard form, whether it's written or oral. And we're talking about things like the frequency by which you pay rent, the manner in which repairs and maintenance are to be taken care of, how tenancy agreements can be brought to an end. Yeah, those kinds of things are all fairly standard.
Right, and the sort of renters' rights and things like that in all of the housing shift that we're seeing happen. How is it that renters themselves are being affected?
Well, that's a difficult question to answer in a way. We'd like to see some changes to the way tenancy agreements are set out, particularly in relation to the way they can be brought to an end, so the way your landlord can ask you to move, and the way rent increases happen. As more and more people are renting for longer and longer into their lives, people might start to expect that they'd have a little bit more security, knowing that they're not going to have to leave as long as the property remains available for rent and that they're doing the right thing by their landlord and following the terms of their agreement. And they might expect that their rents might be a little bit more predictable. But unfortunately, the kinds of things that would need to change in our renting laws that would result in changes to our tenancy agreements are difficult for us to achieve, primarily because as lots and lots of people are sort of stuck in the rental market, as we've been talking about, there's also a corresponding rise in the number of landlords, or at least in the number of homes that landlords own. So that gives landlords a certain amount of political power, if you like. And it's very difficult for tenants to lobby for or argue, make the case for changes when there's such a powerful sort of interest in the landlords and the real estate industry saying, no, we like things the way they are. And of course they do, because it suits them to have tenancy agreements that allow them to end tenancies without needing to justify their reasons, which is one of the problems that we have with our renting laws in New South Wales, and allows them to increase rents pretty much without much of an effective right for tenants to challenge them. So certainly we'd like to see some of these things change, but every time we put forward the case for change, they're sort of swatted down by those with an interest on the other side.
Mm. Right. Well, I guess it's not ideal news to hear that change isn't on its way. Is there anything in particular that needs to happen to sort of help facilitate the sort of positive development, just awareness and more people being involved in the push?
I think that's exactly it. We've got we've had a review of renting laws last year, and we're expecting some changes to come through probably March or April this year. We'll see some changes to the Residential Tenancies Act, but we're not going to see the kinds of changes that tenants need to address the kinds of problems that we've got. So people who are renting need to take note of that and need to tune into the conversation and find ways to demonstrate their support for the kinds of change that we need and that we'd like to see happen. There is an opportunity between now and when the changes to the legislation are introduced into Parliament. We're not expecting, as I said, the kind of change that we'd like to see, but there is an opportunity to push, have one last push for those sorts of changes. And we're talking about getting rid of the right of landlords to end tenancies without grounds. So basically, anyone in New South Wales who's been served with a 90-day notice of termination without grounds will know what I'm talking about there, where the landlord doesn't need to say, doesn't need to explain, doesn't need to justify the reason why they're ending the tenancy. They simply have the right to end the tenancy at their will. And we also need to see some change to the way tenants can respond to a rent increase notice. At the moment, the only real way to challenge a rent increase notice is tricky and technical and involves arguing evidence in the tribunal that you're unlikely to have access to. So a couple of those sorts of little changes. Last opportunity to push for that. There'll not be another review of renting laws until a government decides that it's time to do so. As you say, more people joining the push for the kind of change that we need to see.
Mm. Well, let's hope that people can get on board. We'll be posting this interview online, and we can put some links in there to how people can get behind the movement. Ned, thanks very much for joining me to unpack some of what's going on. It's all very murky, so it's nice to have some insight.
No trouble. Thanks very much for having me.